Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, happy Sunday, everybody. This is The Diary, the talk show for the Association of African American Single Mothers. And I'm his host and founder and director of the program and the show, Stacey Felicia Johnson. And today is Sunday, the 29th of July, and I think it is. And I hope everybody's having a great, great Sunday, as I am. And I've had a wonderful weekend, spent it with Freddie, getting his car working. And, you know, I got to say, I'm an awesome mom. I don't care whether you need me to show you how to cook a turkey or fix an Acura. I got you covered, baby, baby girl, baby boy. And I talked to Christopher Kevin Coates last night. You know, I just love the way that things are just happening. And I just love being a single mom. And I just love using everything that I've learned and everything that I've suffered to help people maybe not suffer. That's why I just do this and I love to do this. So today on the show, of course, we only got 30 minutes, which is okay. It's good. Because that just makes it boom, boom. And then I'm not taking phone calls. So what I would like you to do, if you have a question or whatever, want to ask me something, just email to our association email at director@aasm.org. And again, that's my email address, and I will promptly respond to you. So today we will be talking about first half, going a little deeper into the Women's Self-Awareness Program and the Voice to Men Project, which are two projects that I personally created out of my personal struggle. And, you know, when somebody does that, and, you know, I get really emotional about this stuff because I started it a long time ago, and my babies were still babies. You know, my babies, Chris wasn't even in kindergarten. I had a major repair depot. That's what it was called. It was my business. I repaired tapes back when I first moved to Sacramento. I mean, God was working on me then, like he's working on me now, like he's working on me when I was 12. And I had such a desire to help single mothers, even back then, that the place I was renting happened to be a whole house. And I know if my niece is listening to this, that was big fun. First time I ever got to buy a shotgun. And it was crazy, but it was fun. And I was like, man, I want to help kids with that. And my niece was like, look, there are hookers. Hookers are two doors down. You want to bring kids in here? And I'm like, you know what? You're right. Well, back then, in my head, and so you know if you've been working on something that long, and God has put you where you are today, it's meant to be. So we're going to talk about the Boys to Men Project, which is my mentoring program for young boys, and it works because I got two boys. They used to be boys, and they are men today. And they are men because their mama never gave up on them. Their mama didn't kiss their ass, and their mama always, always, always showed that she loved them. And that's all they need. That's really what they need. And at the crucial point where I was about to throw my hands up and I was just going crazy when these boys were just like two little hooligans, I did what I saw my mama do. And I just stood my ground. And I did what I had to do. And yesterday was just wonderful because I went to my son's apartment. And I didn't even go up there. I didn't even ask him if I can go up because that's how much I respect my kids' adulthood. You know, I respect the adulthood because they're not here causing me trouble. They at work. They raising their own kids. They got their own place. They got their own car. They doing their own thing. So, meet all his neighbors. I meet all his friends. Mr. Shot, that's the mom. What? Oh, Miss Cozy or whatever they call me. Your son is the best. He's the best guy ever. You know what? You know, I would love him, but, you know, no homo or nothing. But your son, and that wasn't the first time. And I raised my son. Me and God, that sorry, God. Me and God were eight. And that's my oath. And everything worked out great for him yesterday. And I just love him. I love them all. And I called him the knucklehead, the one I had to throw out for the second time. Now that he's 20, he can get thrown out. So called him, and he answered, and we talked. And, you know, single moms do that shit, kick their ass and when they're 15, when they're 16, when they're 17, that's what they need. If they sorry ass, daddy's ain't there. And nobody else is going to stand up for your boys. You kick their mother. And you call me and ask me how to kick their ass. Because I'll tell you, kick it in love. Make sure they know that you love them. And even when they're mad at you, you reach out to them. You the mom. You the mother. They're going to do some fucked up shit. Take it from me. Because they lost. They lost. And it's not their fault. But you got to love them. Even in their lostness, you got to love them. And you got to let them know that you're there. And then everything works out. Because it's you and God. It's you and God taking care of those boys. Not you, not the street taking care of your boys. It's you and God. And from the minute I knew God gave me two boys, I already knew because I listened to my mom. And even when she dead in jail, I'm getting shoes, nigga. So that's why we got the Boys to Men Project, because my son wasn't going to figure out they're going to be the one. And if they did, it ain't because I didn't tell them from the time they could understand English. All they want you is dead or in jail. Fall into their trap. That's you. And God got better for you. That's the Boys to Men Project. That's what we do. That's what we do. That's what we do. And we base it on a couple of principles, and I got them. And, you know, I love my boys. So I did whatever it took to be a good mom, to be using God. Because God knew that daddy wasn't around. I was married when I had my son. So, it's my fault. Yeah, I blame myself. I had to raise my son so my son, but that wasn't an excuse for me to just say, okay, well, because even though America statistics said any boy born after 1992 has an 80-some percent chance of being in the penal system, how the hell you know that unless you set it up to be that way? Oh, yeah. And that's my son, Christopher. Okay, the one that you're in, he's a cop magnet. God been with him the whole time. Okay? Because he got a big old mouth like his mama, and the white man don't like a confident black boy with a confident mouth. That's Christopher. But I'm his mama. So pray for him every day. That's all you can do. And be the best mom that you can and give in to God when you know. That's all you can do. God will take care of the boy. So, Boys to Men Project. Sign them up today. Because too many of them are getting killed, whether it's Trayvon Martin or because the world has a fucked up perspective of your son. Okay? That's what you have to change. You know your son ain't like the world of you name, what you know. You have to change the perspective of your black son. And the only way you can do it is if you change the way that he acts. Because America is ignorant, and we go on what we see. We don't take 5 minutes to see that these boys are wonderful. They're not not everybody that's sagging their ass. And that's the first thing Chris did was pull his pants up. And thank God he did. Because he knows the world is ignorant when it comes to you, black son. So pull your pants up. Because don't fall into their ignorance. Because all they want you is dead or in jail. And now my son, I don't give a damn where dad is. Anyway, that's fine. So. All right, here we go. New attitude. This is what we teach our boys. And I got this from a football coach that took his time to be involved in my son's life. Okay? And dedication. Okay? Devoted or committed to something. Showing up every day and on time. And these principles were taken from what they teach these boys when they join the football team. Dedication. Showing up. Okay? And I said, well, shit. That sounds like good for life. Let alone football. Can I use it? And, of course, I'm using it. Discipline, that's the second principle. The ability to behave in a controlled and calm way, even in a difficult and stressful situation. all new moms. I love them. Mental self-control, okay? Used in directing or changing behavior, learning something or training for something. Called life, you know what I mean? Okay, called life in America, all right? Discipline. You can go on, we'll talk about more of that, but we've got very little time. Determination, that's the third of our new attitudes we teach our sons. Firmness of purpose, will or intention. Wanting something so bad that you'll do anything to get it. And not something illegal. Fourth pick principle, heart, spirit, capacity for courage and determination. The capacity for courage. And in today's society, for a young black male, courage is saying, no, I'm not going to be stupid with you. That's courage. Okay, yeah, I'm an Xbox shit. That's the best thing I could have done for my son. Because instead of going out there being thugs and acting stupid, they prefer just to stay home, play Xbox, watch Kobe highlights, stay out of trouble. I like that. Optimism, the tendency to believe. Expect or hope that things will turn out well. That's life. That means football. That's life. They stole life from good and football. And resilience, the ability to recover quickly. That's life. The black male, you better figure it out every time you walk out the door. And the cops stop you because you just happen to be driving your mama's Cadillac. You better have some resilience because they ignore. Community, the state of being one. If we give more black men to be one, then they will practice being one in their black homes where they insist that their families remain one. My daddy taught it. I thought once my parents died, it was gone. So those are the principles we teach in the Boys Men Project. We love our boys. We don't want them to be there. I ain't sending no nigga, no grab, a box, or whatever you do that for. This nigga was $10. If you was in it, you was on a thicker diet. No TV, see-through TV. No, we don't want you to think being up in there is just fun and getting muscles. And it should be a place, but you don't have to be there. So what I say, these attitudes, they work for men. And we're the boys, and we're looking for volunteers, and men with some heart, hard enough to say, yeah, I'll implement that woman's program. Because look at my boys. If you look at my boys, and one of them ain't quite done, but, you know, they're coming back because they know how they were taught. And I thank God the kids come back to what they're taught. So if they ain't taught shit, if they taught a mom is so cute, she ain't ever around, and she's shaking her ass, and all of that, if that's what he's taught all his life, he ain't going to expect you to be around. He don't think he's your husband or your boyfriend instead of your son. Because by then, you ain't going to be able to tell him shit because you ain't never been around. So, I'm around. I let him know certain things I'll tolerate. I know his work. Boys and Men Project at work. All right, that's it. Mark out one. See, boys make me cry. All right, girls. Now, Women's Self-Awareness Program. That's for moms that are single moms. And what we're really trying to do for personal experience, and if my family's going through it, and I know millions across the country, we're trying to get two moms together to say, cool your heels for about 15 years. Get a home, rent it together, take care of your kids like you're supposed to. So the Women's Self-Awareness Program kind of focuses on, kind of, it does focus on four areas. And it's financial or education. So if you're educated, there's some way, somehow like me, you're going to be able to pull yourself up and support your family. Spiritual, learn who the real God is and follow him. Emotional, let's get some right ideas when it comes to dating and men and what you should be doing while you're raising your kids. It'll teach you how to deal with baby mama drama and all of that stuff, which is unnecessary. It should not be a part of any household when they are minor children. Okay? Cool your heels. Get your emotional head on straight. Okay? Because raising kids, and I had three against one. Okay? So everything had to be. There was three people to attack me at any time. Okay? We wrestling the boys. They got me too tight one time. I'm like, okay, it's time to stop. I'm getting tough, but I'm pinned because they're bigger. I'm saying, get your shit straight when they're young and then you'll have a problem. They'll be telling you, oh, I love your son, no homo, but I'd kiss him if I could. That's my son. That's both of my Freddie. That ain't Chris. I like everybody loves Freddie. Now everybody hates Chris. I was like, no, different people love you both in different ways. And everybody don't do nothing, okay? A couple months ago, I wasn't loving Freddie, okay? But Freddie knew. Freddie had to marinate. You got to make your son marinate out there in the world. You know, and pray and pray. All right, so we all went back to the women, back to the men, back to the women, but Women's Self-Awareness Program. And our fourth book, Health. Stay healthy, learn how to cook, don't eat fast food every day. That's what that program focuses on. So we have a seminar next Saturday on the 4th of August to go over women that are receiving benefits. You go to your highest potential, and we'll show you how, and we'll get some school stuff for you. And don't go to those technical rip-off schools, don't. You can go to a UC system, Cal State system, wherever state, city system, and get your degree for half the money. Don't let those paying schools rip you off. That's a new way of ripping people off. All right, so we're going to take a break. This is a diary where we love you, and right now it's coming up. Now, we're going to talk about the universal laws and how, you know what, people, I put it this way. Unless you're willing to get on a horse instead of in a car and go to maybe L.A. this weekend, hey, let's get some saddles, get on a horse, go to L.A. No, you get your ass in a modern car with air conditioning, you drive up the Great Mile. Same thing with religion, okay? We got people trapped in the religion of whole pedophiles, and I'm Catholic, okay? But when you know more, when you're more educated, you do things different. Religion is science. This world was created based on laws. There is something out there. And you can call it the universe, you can call it God, you can call it energy, you can call it spirit. I choose to call it God. You know, but in science, God put a set of laws in place, which are science and law of gravity. That's science. Electricity, quick, turn on, that's science. God put a certain set of laws in place and just let us go at it. So, and then what man did, he took those sciences and said, well, let's call this religion. But all we do is base it on the same set of rules, and then we emphasize the sin part of the we emphasize more of the how you break the law part instead of what the law is and why the law was made to benefit your life. So today and forever, until we're done, we're studying the universal laws and how, yes, science, that science is religion. We're taking some quotes out of the Bible that our main man, Jesus. And our first one is the law of divine oneness. We're going to tell you how our main man and his homeboy tried to put it to you, but the Pharisees, because they're more concerned, like the Pharisees, that, you know, most people went to see this, they more, they're not concerned about truth. So I'm concerned about truth because truth got me out of a motel room. That church, oh, with me and Chris, that's the church, the same church. My nonprofit donated food to 2 years ago. We gave you the money for the week, but I think you need to take that earring out. You know what? Keep your money, and you're lucky I won't stick this earring up your ass. We'll be back. And what I'm saying right now is love, doctor, because from this point on, we need to be focused on that, and that's the principle that our main man, Jesus, emphasized. So this is Love Doctor from your Love Doctor, Stacy, and the Association of African Americans. Association of African American Single Mothers Sunday talk show, and I'm the host, the founder, and the love doctor. I like that song. That's cool. Anyway, so this half, we're going to talk about the universal laws and how Jesus confirms that. Yes. You know, these are the universal laws. This is science, so let's make the connection on why it's science. Because, you know, laws are based on science and principles, not pretty much nothing else. So, if it's a law, then it's a scientific thing. Somebody's been able to prove something about it. And we need to look at religion, because most Hermetic religions are based on, and Hermetic religions are the religions that we practice, whether it's Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhist. Yeah. That, I don't know. See, I only know Jesus, so I don't know all of them. And then, you know, the Christian religion is totally. We got aliens bringing the news. We got, you know, Scientology when I was 16. See, God was like, I'm trying to get you. But why did you? I'm trying to get you because Scientology is, you know, they don't have it too long because it's just, you know, religion is science. And so what we're going to discover more and more as time goes on, if you study, we should really thank God that we have the ability to study now the truth. We have the ability not to just wait on Sunday and Wednesday and Friday and whatever day is collection day and wait for those guys to tell you. And you know you're too lazy to read the Bible, and you really should, because that's the source of everything. Yeah, oh, it's a bunch of fairy tales. But yes, fairy tale, maybe to you, but it's based on truth. So we don't study the first of the truth, because it's the very most important one, and it's the one that Jesus talked about. So we're only going to quote parts of the Bible where Jesus was involved, okay, because I like that. And if it references some, I mean, it will reference because it just didn't, it wasn't written with Jesus. But Jesus was the one that said, yes, if you are born again, okay, then you have a spirit within you and that you will never die. And see, until that point, all the Pharisees were like, when you're dead, you're dead. Ain't no spirit. Just pay your taxes. Give us some money. Listen to us and you'll be good. And that's something like today. But no, Jesus said, no, no. Okay, the first of the universal is the law of divine oneness, and it's the first of the 12 that we'll study. And it helps us to understand that we live in a world where everything's connected to everything else. Everything we do, everything we say, everything we think, everything we believe affects others and the universe around us. And fear, you know, Jesus taught that. Divine oneness means that I'm you, you're me, whatever you do affects me, blah, blah, blah. And so we're going to get right to the Bible. And the very first thing, I just looked up one. You know, because I got a really good Bible. And it has a concordance in the back. And the concordance is something that you can look up a word, and then you can take this, look at that word, and it'll give you scripture to back up that word. So the first of the universal law says that we're all one. So one is like God. We're part of God. There's a tiny sprinkle of us that's godly. We are gods. We are God manifested in a physical form, okay? So if we're gods, then we can create like gods, and we can do the things that we see God doing. And the first guy that said that and made it clear and got killed for really bad, so we'll never forget, and then did some crazy stuff after he was killed so we wouldn't doubt it. Alright, so first thing I saw and the thing that I've always said, John 10:30, the Father and I are one. And when he talks about the Father, he's talking about God. And now we know in 2012 that when we talk about God, we're talking about this infinite, very smart being. And then if we go in deeper than that, we say that that infinite, very smart being is everywhere, and we can't even see it. But it can give you what you want if you focus on it, you believe in it. So Jesus said, the Father and I are one. I do what I see the Father do. And what is the Father? Father. The Father is God. The Father is creation. And so for anybody to tell you that there's something in this world that you cannot do, well, then they're trying to be your God. If somebody's trying to make you focus on the things that you cannot do, then they're trying to control you. They're trying to take the power away from you that God has given you. Jesus said, the Father and I are one. Who's the Father? The Father is God. We're one. We're one. If I'm one, then I'm one. That means I'm the same. I don't have to go listen to you every Sunday to figure out who I am. I'm probably more qualified to speak than you are because I understand the first of the universal laws that says the Father and I are one. Who's the Father? And then if you go into quantum physics and quantumology and all that good old stuff, you, mind, that thing, that's the Father. And if you ever look at a picture of Jesus, you see Jesus with a halo around his head. That's his. That's the energy of the mind. Jesus is trying to tell you, look, this flow, there's an energy that you have. And that energy,
Willie Bobo, Pastor Bobo wants to call it the spirit. And oh, that shaka,
and he the only nigga that got. No. The Father and I are one. So let's go to what Jesus said. Jesus said, if you're born again, that means you're spiritually awake. And I'm done. And I love you. And we'll continue later. And if you have questions, email me. We're going to continue next week. But remember, the Father in you, you're one. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different. And I put that on you, and I want you to think about it. That's the first of the universal law. And yes, also, look at 1 Corinthians 12:13. All it does is tell you, I love you, I love you, I love myself. And because I love myself, I want for everybody that what I want for myself. And I want you to know, you and the Father are one. Have a great week. Email me. I love you. I love you. Father and I are one. Let's see. What else? In one spirit we're baptized. One spirit. And let's see. Jesus is born again with them spiritually awake. My Father and I are one. I do what I see my Father do. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let nobody trick you.